This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. People are starving to death in Gaza. A UN famine committee says the entire population of Gaza is facing acute food insecurity. NPR's Fatma Tanis reports despite the crisis, it's difficult to get humanitarian aid into the enclave.
The world's leading experts on hunger said in a report this week that more than half of Gaza's population is already experiencing catastrophic food insecurity. That's 1.1 million people. Riwa Saad in North Gaza is struggling to express her frustration and disbelief at the lack of help and says she feels abandoned by the world. Before Gaza, the worst case of starvation in recent history was Somalia in 2011. 250,000 people there starved to death over the course of a year. Experts fear Gaza will see a comparable famine without an immediate ceasefire and massive humanitarian aid effort. Fatma Tanis, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Big tech corporation Apple is facing a consequential antitrust lawsuit filed by the Justice Department, 15 states, and the District of Columbia. It accuses Apple of using its monopoly power to shut out all its competitors from the marketplace, thus keeping customers from buying rival products. NPR's Derek Kerr reports Apple rejects this accusation, saying the reason people buy iPhones is because they're a superior product and customers love them.
Apple has also downplayed its market dominance by focusing on the global market, where its share is around 25% compared to the 70% in the U.S. But the iPhone is still the world's biggest seller. Apple says that the reason it has restrictions for app developers around its software and hardware is to make its iPhones more private and secure for consumers.
NPR's Derek Kerr reporting. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says a criminal trial of former President Donald Trump should proceed in mid-April. Trump's lawyers were seeking a longer delay to review documents that were recently released by federal prosecutors who are not in the Manhattan DA's office. But NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports DA Alvin Bragg says a longer delay for the Manhattan trial is not needed.
Bragg announced last week he'd just gotten hundreds of thousands of pages of documents to review. They were from federal prosecutors who'd investigated former Trump attorney Michael Cohen for campaign finance violations and other crimes. And because they'd come so close to a trial date, Bragg said there should be a short delay. Having examined those documents, Bragg says the records are mostly irrelevant or duplicates, and the trial should start as currently planned on April 15th. Trump's lawyers say Bragg deliberately held back documents. They want the trial dismissed or postponed 90 days. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. The House is set to vote on a $1.2 trillion government funding package today. If it passes, it moves to the Senate. Congress only has until midnight tonight to pass this. Otherwise, part of the federal government could shut down. The legislation would finance the federal government through the end of the fiscal year in September. A conservation group is again suing the federal government. This is over the government's decision to not protect two species of Joshua trees in the Southwest. But NPR's Nathan Rott reports California enacted state protections for one of the species last year.
The Dr. Seuss-like Joshua tree exists only in a part of the Southwest that includes Nevada, Arizona, and California, home to their namesake national park. Conservation groups have long argued both species of Joshua trees need protections from development and climate change. The tree's suitable habitat is shrinking as temperatures rise. Wild Earth Guardians has now twice sued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, arguing the trees need protections under the Endangered Species Act. Both the Trump and Biden administrations have disagreed. In the meantime, California passed a law that protects the western Joshua tree, which requires state biologists to come up with a conservation plan for the iconic species. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
A winter storm is hitting New England today. The National Weather Service says parts of Maine could get a foot and a half of snow. More winter storm advisories and watches are posted today from Montana to Michigan. Heavy snow is also likely for parts of the lower Great Lakes region. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.